we would not get to understand verse 28 and those precious things that Brother Chuck was going to lay before us until we realize the power of prayer. Mm. I am so grateful that Romans chapter 8 mentioned prayers, even if he said, and we don't know how to pray as we ought. But he didn't say, then we stop praying. Sure. Question for you. Were you looking for practical things? How's your prayer life? How's the prayer going on? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you another question. Do you pray? You pray only because you have a test tomorrow. What is prayer, the prayer life of you as a young believer? I always say the formula for Christian success is very simple. It is read your Bible, pray every day. Cannot get simpler than that. Prayer is not just going to the vending machine, putting the right coin and pushing the right button to get what you are looking for. This is a lousy way of thinking of it. Prayer is a relationship with the Lord. It's an expression of dependent, because there is suffering of that present time. And none of us is exempt from that suffering. None of us is exempt from difficulties and trial. If we don't have a line with the Lord, with the headquarter, you guys are all having cell phones with you. You actually text your friend all the time. You talk to them all the time. When you need to find something, you just go on this line of communication. Brother Chuck was talking about the war and underestimating the enemy. You know what the first thing before people start war they do? In the old days, they used to go behind the enemy line and cut the cables. Well, nobody uses cables anymore. They jam the line of communication.
Still do it.
They still do. So today, what the enemy does is he jammed that line of communication between you and God. Have you ever been driving and there is no signal, trying to call somebody and there is no signal? There is always a signal between you and the Lord. It is you who are in the wrong place. You are in the wrong place. That's why there is no signal.
That's right.
That's exactly what happened. You are in the wrong. You drive somewhere and there is no cell tower. Get out of that area so you will have that signal. Prayer is very important. I want you to go out of this conference and really rethink the years that you have wasted fooling around, laughing around, careless about everything, no interest for God. You go into the meeting because your parents are dragging you there and you are half asleep there, or you're joking around. You're not paying attention. God will hold you responsible for that. I'm just telling you that. You're standing before the judgment seat of Christ. Well, but I didn't know that. You really? Weren't you at Grove City in 2019 and you were sitting in that seat there and there will be a video? Were you paying attention to what the brethren were trying to help you? The Spirit of God was trying to help you. And you kind of lost it all. I want you to go back and really seriously examine everything. Your prayer life is very important. Please, please spend some time, whenever that time is, in the presence of the Lord. And please keep that line of communication going on all the time. And please don't go into an area where there is no signal. Don't do that. And you will grow.
Not only is there that which will be revealed at the judgment seat of Christ, but there is present blessing here that you will see other friends, other acquaintances. You look at them and you say, you know, he's got his ducks in a row. Everything is going well with him. What's wrong with me? This is often what's wrong with us. Where is the Lord trying to bring us to? Why have we had all these verses before us this week? I'm going to leave for your group tonight. We've got really no time, but we're going to go over just a minute. I'm going to leave for you all to finish these verses in Romans chapter 8, okay? And I hope that you'll spend time in them tonight and that you'll look at Romans 12, these verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies. This is where the Lord has been leading us this week. From Romans chapter 3, where all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, to the point in chapter 12 that I recognize this is my intelligent service, that the Lord doesn't come and take me, that I offer myself to him. I say, just as Paul said, Lord, what will you have me to do? Where's my life supposed to go? Where's the one that I want to spend my life with? Where's the job that I want? Where do I want to go to school? What do I want to do in life? Here's the first step, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, not an animal, not bloodshed, but a living sacrifice. What kind of a body is the Lord looking for? Is he looking for one that's dabbling in this world, that's trying to have one foot in the assembly and one foot in the world? Let me tell you, it won't work. You'll have too much of Christ to enjoy the world, and too much of the world to enjoy Christ. Let me tell you, that's misery. Some of us have been there. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, and this is wonderful, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed. There's an enemy who wants to put you right into his mold, make you just like the world you're going through. The only thing is that I go by a different name. I'm a Christian, and these people are not. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. How's our mind renewed? Right here. This is how it happens. Every day, on a daily basis, he's renewing the mind of the believer. So we leave these thoughts with you. It's been a wonderful week, but it's just the beginning for you. The test is when we get home, get back at school, get back at work, that by God's grace, I remember and I study again and I listen again in Grow on Grace to these readings. And I say, Lord, help me that I might experience, that I might prove, number one, that your will is good, that your will is acceptable, and that your will for my life is the perfect will of God. If you have questions after the reading, we love to talk to you. We like to talk to you at lunch, anytime. Our names are in the address book. We'd like to hear from you. Tony would like to hear from you. John would like to hear from you. Emil would like to hear from you. Email us. Text us. Let's communicate that we might help one another. Now, not text in the meeting. I understand.
And do me a favor when you go home. Feed the bear. Read your Bible and
pray.
There we go. I've been three times in Young People's here, and I know that at night, the favorite subject is predestination. And I know that this verse comes up for you guys. I want to say very shortly, it's 100% God's grace and 100% God's responsibility. Do not lose your whole night on this, and please pray and read your Bible, and don't come with the same question next year again.
Thank you.
Amen. If God be for us,
who can be against us? Say it again.
If God be for us, who can be against us?